Shimano-san, the man in the picture here, is the woodblock supplier who provided all the wood for my long Hyakunin-Ishu Poet series. For the entire 10-year period of that project, and every month or so, a new package would arrive from his workshop with 3, 4, or 5 beautiful pieces of cherry wood inside. The set of blocks for each print had one specifically heavy one that was for the key block, and the others were a lighter cherry used for the color blocks. He did all the work completely by hand. There was no electric planer there. As you see in this picture, there's a series of planes that he used, and starting with a rough one and working his way down finer and finer. And one of the times I visited him, he showed off quite proudly. And he took his final plane, shaved off a piece here, a curl, and gave it to me. And you could see, you could actually read a newspaper through it. It was that transparent, that fine. Nowadays, the blocks we get are all sanded, and they seem very smooth, but they're really nowhere near as sharply smooth as the ones made by his plane. There was actually a bit of a tragic aspect to our relationship together. I say he provided all the blocks for my Hyakunin-Ishu series, The 100 Prints, but that's not quite true. During the time I was carving number 99, I put in the order for the wood for number 100, and it didn't show up. We phoned to find out what's going on and heard from his wife that he had died. Turns out he'd been quite sick with stomach cancer for quite a while, but hadn't really told anybody. So for the 100th print in that series, I had to use plywood, the cherry type that you see in the other picture on this page. About a year after this, his wife dropped by one of my exhibitions to say hello, and we got talking about this and that, and it turned out that she felt I was lucky because I always had some work left behind after I was finished my job. I could enjoy it for years to come, as could other people. But Shimano-san had never had any work left behind. His blocks were, of course, used up in the creation of somebody else's projects. I listened to this story, and I told her that actually I had still in a closet at home 3 or 4 blocks that he'd prepared for me many years ago for a different project. And going by the look on her face, I knew what I had to do. And I told her, relax, I'll send you one. So when I got home, I did. I wrapped up one of these things carefully and sent it back to her. I guess she was very happy to have it. A last memory, really, of her husband. And she found a way to let me know what she felt about it. And a few days later, a truck arrived at my front door. Unloaded a great, large cardboard box. And inside it was his planing bench, the giant piece of keyaki wood that you see in this photograph. It weighs a ton. It's a single slab of wood, and on that bench he did all the planing for all of his blocks for so many, many years. And here it is now. It's sitting in my workshop. It'll never get used again, but it's certainly a beautiful thing to have.